It is approximately 2 p.m. Central Time on Thursday, May 3rd, 2024. May I pass the ground, Commissioner Hitchens. This hearing concerns proposed rules addressing the implementation of House Bill 290 concerning multiple employer welfare arrangements. Notice of today's hearing was posted on TBI's website and published in the Texas Register on May 3rd. Any member of the public wishing to offer comments should fill out a witness card and submit it to staff at the table in front of the room. I'll call on you and then ask you to identify yourself for the record. I'll begin by calling out Mark Young, an attorney in California in Action Section with the Financial Regulation Division, to receive a proposal.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Rum. My name is Monica Pignon. I'm an attorney in the Health Market Action Section in the Financial Regulation Division of the Texas Department of Insurance. Staff is before you here today to propose amendments to Chapter 7, Subchapter S, including new Section 7.1916 and 7.1917 and the repeal of Section 7.1903. The new and amended sections implement Insurance Code Chapter 846 and House Bill 290, which was passed during the 88th legislative session. House Bill 290 added Insurance Code 846.035, which creates a new path for new ones. Under Insurance Code 846.035, all new ones that apply for a certain initial certificate of authority on or after January 1st, 2024, and existing new ones that elect to comply with the new section are subject to new provisions from the new one. Provides a comprehensive health benefit plan as determined by the commissioner, or provides a comprehensive health benefit plan that is structured in the manner of a preferred provider benefit plan or an exclusive provider benefit plan as defined in Insurance Code 1301.01 as determined by the commissioner. To implement House Bill 290, the proposed rule amends Chapter 7, Subchapter S, to clarify which plans or coverages constitute a comprehensive health benefit plan for purposes of Insurance Code Section 846.035, explains what additional information the new one must provide to TBI to demonstrate compliance with the new provisions of House Bill 290, outlines what is required to demonstrate that the arrangement is in compliance with all applicable federal and state laws when applying for a certificate of authority, elected to be bound by Insurance Code 846.035, or planning to offer a comprehensive health benefit plan. Permits MIWAs based on an employer's geographical association under Insurance Code 846.053B2, and waives the requirement for an association to have been in existence for 2 years for MIWAs to which Insurance Code 846.035 applies. The proposed rule also makes non-substantive changes by repealing the forms previously adopted by reference in Section 7.1903 and incorporating the elements of those forms directly into the rule, but also leaving the forms on TBI's website as a resource for industry and stakeholders. This proposed rule was published in the Texas Register on May 3rd, 2024. TDI is providing a period of 30 days to receive comments on the proposed repeal, amendments, and new sections. TDI will take the comments received as well as the testimony today, if any, into consideration as the adoption for this rule is prepared. Commissioner Brown, the written comment period will expire at 5 p.m. on Monday, June 3rd, 2024. TDI will accept written all comments presented at this hearing, as stated in the proposal. Contingent on any comments we receive, staff respectfully request that you adopt amendments to 28 tech. Sections 79.1901 through 1915, repeal section 7.1903, and adopt new section 7.1916 and 1917. This concludes my presentation. Thank you for your consideration of this proposal, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. Thank you, Mark.
Now I'll call for public comment. Let the record reflect that all those desiring to comment have done so or not, and no one has desired to comment. TDI will accept all written comments received before Monday, June 3rd at 5 p.m. Central Time. TDI will consider all validly submitted written comments before preparing the adoption order for this rulemaking. Thank you for participating today. This hearing, docket 2844, is adjourned.